Good afternoon, and welcome to From Where We Are, stories of news and culture through the lens of USC, Southern California, and beyond. Reporting live from Los Angeles, I'm Marissa Zayas. On today's show, tensions are high across the United States following the announcement of charges in the Breonna Taylor case. A USC study released today reveals that during the pandemic, many Los Angeles families are battling food insecurity. And as we get used to the new normal in the age of COVID, how should college students maneuver dating? All that and more from where we are. But first, these news headlines.
Today, a Kentucky grand jury brought no charges against Louisville officers for killing Breonna Taylor. Prosecutors say the two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves after they were shot at. Only one officer was charged with three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made her final trip to the U.S. Supreme Court today. The feminist icon is lying in repose at the top of the Supreme Court steps to allow Americans, including former President Bill Clinton and President Trump, to pay their respects. On Friday, Ginsburg's body will be taken to the U.S. Capitol, where she'll become the first woman in America in history to lie in state. Pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson says its vaccine for COVID-19 is beginning the final stages of clinical trials. Johnson & Johnson says its vaccine could be easy to distribute because it does not need to be frozen, unlike most. It might also require only one shot instead of two. The company says it should know by the end of the year if its vaccine is effective. California Governor Gavin Newsom is pumping the brakes on gasoline-powered cars. Today, he signed an executive order that will ban the sale of gas-guzzling cars and trucks by the year 2035. And in lighter news, those of us in LA are happy the sky is bluer and the air a bit cooler as we enter the first week of fall. And those are the top stories from the news today. For Annenberg Media, I'm Carolyn Casera.
In the case of Breonna Taylor, a Kentucky grand jury brought no charges against Louisville police for her killing. The only charges were three counts of wanton endangerment against an officer who shot into Taylor's neighbors' homes. Savannah Welch wanted to know how people across the nation feel about today's developments.
Protect Black women!
Following nearly 5 months of protest, the Jefferson County grand jury will only indict one of the three officers involved in the shooting and death of Breonna Taylor in her home. Former officer Brett Hankinson will be charged with three counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree. The other two officers, Miles Cosgrove and Jonathan Mattingly, are still officers in the Louisville police force and are not facing any criminal punishment. Hankinson was fired from the force in June. Immediately following the decision, protesters hit the streets of Louisville crying from anger and confusion at the decision.
You just kick the door down and just bang, 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 and get away with it. The police, have become gang members with badges.
The nearly 120 days of civil unrest in Louisville called for an end to police brutality and systematic racism. With the newly released decision, protesters have lost hope that justice will ever be served for Taylor.
You are beautiful.
We love you guys.
Hundreds of protesters have rallied at Jefferson Square Park chanting, "We didn't get it, burn it down, and protect Black women." Children have even joined the march from their doorsteps with tear-filled eyes and endless questions. Los Angeles is bracing for backlash as celebrities take to social media to support protesters nationwide. Big names like Oscar winner Viola Davis are voicing their displeasure with the grand jury in a time of increased racial tension across the nation. Davis is joined by Yara Shahidi, star of the TV show Grown-ish, Kentucky native George Clooney, and author Ibram X. Kendi, enraging over the decision. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has been seen blocking off multiple roads in downtown LA, anticipating local demonstrations and protests. Two USC professors were requested to give a statement regarding the decision, but declined, citing needing time to process and grieve in light of the decision. For Annenberg Media, I'm Savannah Welch.
Tonight, there will be a demonstration downtown for Angelenos wanting to quote, "stand in solidarity with Louisville and the family and friends of Breonna Taylor" at 7 p.m. at Father Sarah Park across from Union Station.
Also, a lot of people are wondering, what is wanton endangerment? In short, it is putting someone or something in danger or exposure to peril or harm, which is what the cop did by shooting into Taylor's neighbors' homes. In this case, the charge is not for the shooting of Breonna Taylor. A new study reported more than 1 in 4 Los Angeles County households of all income levels has experienced some food insecurity or lack of access to affordable and nutritious food during the current pandemic. Fernando Cienfuegos has more on the study.
Major risk factors for food insecurity during this pandemic include low household income, unemployment, being between the ages of 18 and 50, and being a single parent. LA County has seen a 20% uptick in the use of CalFresh benefits since the pandemic began. Today's study, done by USC Dornsife's Public Exchange, suggests that the state assistance program has likely helped to lower the number of people suffering from food insecurity. While people of almost all income levels are being affected by food insecurity during this difficult time, it is not surprising that people with low income are being hit the hardest. The Dornsife study found that more than 40% of low-income households in LA County has experienced at least one recent instance of food insecurity. The study also showed at least one area of good news, bad news. The bad news was that 1/4 of people surveyed said they're eating less healthy foods during the pandemic. But the good news is that another 1/4 of people surveyed said they're actually eating food that is more healthy for them. For Annenberg Media, I'm Fernando Cienfuegos.
Before the pandemic, USC students often utilized rideshare services to commute to class or explore LA. But today, they agree that getting in a car with an unfamiliar driver doesn't seem like the best idea. Uber reports its earnings are down by nearly 30%, and Lyft says its earnings are down by more than half. Annie Way has more on how students are using rideshare services safely or seeking alternative ways to get around.
Before the COVID-19 pandemic, USC students often rely on ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft or other public transportation. But now, commuting is much more challenging and is forcing some students to just stay put. Students who have to take Uber though, so they are extra careful. USC student Winnie Wong now takes extra precautions when she takes an Uber.
Last week, I put on a face mask, gloves, used sanitizer, and also opened a window when I was on Uber. However, I still have some concerns when I saw the driver just put on the mask before the passenger got into the car. I guess that the driver may be imprudent in keeping his car clean.
For other students, buying a car is another option for commuting. USC graduate student Fei-Yang Xiong did just that.
I bought a car in late June. Afterward, I found myself at ease while getting around the city, and I'd never choose to take Uber anymore during the COVID-19 pandemic.
USC Transportation Associate Director David Donovan says safety is extremely important when using Uber. He says students should always wear a mask and recommends rolling down the windows. He says USC will also bring back the short-term vehicle rental program, Zipcar.
Students can unlock the car using their smartphone, take it for however long they have a reservation for, and then bring it back to the same location. So for students who don't have a vehicle, it gives them another option to be able to get around the city, in fact.
Uber and Lyft have taken precautions to make sure their passengers are safe. They've request drivers and passengers to complete a personal health certification on their app. And Uber has a no mask, no ride policy for both drivers and passengers. In fact, starting at the end of September, if you were every car without a mask and a driver reported you to Uber, you will need to take a mask selfie before requesting a car. For Annenberg Media, I'm Annie Wei.
Starting a new relationship is never easy. Doing so during a global pandemic brings a whole new set of challenges. Mari Young spoke with relationship counselors and students to discuss the pros and cons of COVID romance.
Isabel Castillo is a journalism major on the progressive degree track.
She had been single since December.
Honestly, I didn't think I was going to be dating in the pandemic, but here we are.
In March, she met a guy on Bumble and they hit it off online.
I kept putting him off because I was like mainly scared of COVID and I live with immunocompromised people.
He persisted and she kind of liked him, but she didn't know if she could move it forward because she didn't quite know how to ask him a very important question. Had he been tested? Yes, for all of that important stuff too, but also for COVID?
I didn't ask him because I felt like it wasn't my place. Because it was like, I was a stranger, we had never met. It was really like a weird conversation to navigate.
Isabel is not alone. Having these tough conversations is new for all of us.
Most people haven't developed that skill set.
Brenda Ingram is a relationship therapist and the director of sexual violence prevention services at the USC Student Health Center.
Having a conversation with someone, talking about consenting for anything, even around COVID, it's not a natural conversation that people have. And so people kind of are hemming and hawing and bumping and stepping on toes and not knowing what to say. So I think it's a place where we can step in as a college and really focus on training students in that skill set so that they can negotiate relationships. Most of us are not trained in that.
Ingram noticed that students were struggling with COVID communication, so she decided to integrate it into her workshops on affirmative consent.
One of the things that we offer right now to all incoming students is we have what is called an affirmative consent workshop, where we focus on communication skills. How do you negotiate a relationship? And so those same skill sets would work quite well with a COVID environment, because it's the same thing. It's like asking questions, making your needs known, refusal skills, knowing how to set good boundaries. So all of those sort of things you need to negotiate relationships, and that's not something that you're taught in school.
After a few more socially distanced dates, the journalism student, Isabel Castillo, and her guy decided to get serious. They got COVID tests before moving to a more intimate stage.
I got tested and I asked him if he was going to, and he also did, and we were both negative. So at that point, we continued seeing each other.
Looking back, Castillo thinks that needing to have these tough conversations at the beginning of their relationship may have actually brought her closer to her partner.
And it created clearer channels of communication in kind of all aspects that kind of encompassed our friendship and now encompasses our relationship. And I think that's really what helped us build a strong foundation into now, dating.
Maybe. COVID-19 is teaching us that we have to build trust with each other, communicate our values and needs, and always seek consent. For Annenberg Media, I'm Mari Young.
Thanks for the insight, Mari. I'll certainly keep COVID consent in mind the next time I'm swiping right on Tinder. That's all for From Where We Are. Today's show was produced by Caroline Cusera, and a huge thanks for reporters Bam Allen, Olivia Hernandez, Alexis Trujillo, Savannah Welch, Mari Young, and Fernando Cusmigos. From all of us at Annenberg Media, I'm Marissa Sayed, and we'll see, or rather, hear from you next week. Thank you.